Can you hear what Love she say that?
Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wow Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show with your host, Tracy Chantel, and her co-host, Trish. Join them for the next hour as they release from the vault some of the top talented independent recording artists from around the world. The Access to a Rising Artist Show is the ultimate platform where independent recording artists are featured and given a variety of opportunities to enhance their music career.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is Wild Wednesday. We have an exciting show, exciting show for you today on Access to Rise on the show. And this is your host, Tracy Chantel, and joining me, as always, my co-host.
Trish, good evening, everyone.
Hey, I'm excited about our show today. How about yourself, Trish? Before we get into what, you know, the show is going to be about today and who we're going to have on the show, first we're going to give you a little rundown about the show for all our new listeners out there. You know, give you a little information about the show, what we do here. We feature independent recording artists from around the world. We feature all music genres as well. And we give them opportunity to be heard here on our platform to increase their exposure, their recognition, and fan base. There'll be at times we'll have them come on the show as well as our guests and speak. You know, sometimes you have those who be a pro, been on many shows, interviews. Sometimes we get the first ones. You know, hey, we like them give an opportunity here on the show to be seen. That's why this is Access to a Rising Artist around the world. So I said that to say this. For you, our listening audience out there, well, Trisha, you usually give them a little rundown about, I'm going all around the board right now instead of the order we usually go in as far as speaking about the Rise songs. We can do that or we can wait for a while because we got a lot of other surprises. How about that? What do you think?
Yeah,
talk with
ahead,
me, Trisha. You there?
Go ahead with it.
I need you. Well, right now, okay. Well, today, discussion, you know, we're going to be speaking on, we have a big event coming up next week, Access to Rising Artists in association with Tours Entertainment DJs. We're going to be presenting the Hip Hop and R&B Showcase down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and it's on the north side, okay? And this is during Memorial Weekend, and it's going to be at the 2015 Bike Week Expo Festival, okay? And we have some group of artists on their grind that will be performing, that we, Access to Rising Artists Radio Show, will be presenting at the event. And guess what? Those artists should be on the show with us today, this evening, and we're going to be speaking with them. We're going to talk to them about their music journey, and we're going to see how excited they are about performing at this event next week. That's going to be full of over 1,000 spectators in the area, you know?
Over 1,000.
And the names of the artists that's going to be joining us evening, we're going to have Young Old Heads in the house, Keedra, I hope I'm saying her name right, Billboard P, Big Ford, and Bottom Line. That's just a few of artists that's going to be performing down there. So, and again, like I said, I'm excited about the event next week that's going to take place, because during it, that, they're going to have tons of vendors there. They're going to have outside and inside venue, inside the venue, live performances. They're going to be giving away two bikes, raffling, not giving away, we're raffling it off, two bikes, a 2015 YZF RI or R1 and a 2015 Raptor 700R, and that's in compliments of Hunters and Friends. That's a radio show, and they will be there on the spot in the area, broadcasting live as well. So I'm excited. And again, I know our artists, they're excited about being on performing live next week as well. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to speaking with them when they join, call in, and we hope we can get them all on at one time. Hoping we can get them all on at one time.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice. So right now we're going to just move on with the show until we have them join in with us. And we're going to move on with the show as we usually do. And give you a...
That is the sound of the vault opening. And our new listeners are probably wondering what that means. Well, when you hear the sound of the vault, can they hear it again, Tracy Chantel, please?
Sure, I can open it up again.
That means it's time for good things to be released. That's
no,
right.
Yeah.
We're taking you inside the vault as we release some of the hottest independent recording artists' music from around the world, giving you, our listening audience, our refreshing new sounds that needs to be heard, released, and enjoyed.
That's right, y'all, and we sure do hope you enjoy it, because most of the time we do. Sometimes
yeah.
we don't, but she'll get to that later. She'll explain that a little state later. But also inside the vault, when we open up the vault, we release some valuable resources again and tools. And what I mean by that is, on some occasions, stepping out of the vault, we'll be having a surprise guest for you that will join us and share for you, as an independent recorded artist, some inspiring, some very helpful information to help you build your music career. As well as we may have other guests that may not be related directly to the music, but parts maybe in an area to where it can help you as a person, you know, to motivate you and, you know, maybe find different ways as far as promoting your music, again, or building your music, but they may not be directly linked to, like, music itself. That's what I'm trying to say. So it may help, again, as far as you building and enhancing your music career. So every time, again, you hear the sound of that vault opening, What it means, Josh.
You ready for good things to be?
I know
now our listening audience gets excited when they hear the sound of the vault opening, because they know when it opens, we will be releasing something hot, something new that they haven't heard anywhere else. But there are times our audience don't agree with the hot part of it. Our hot music may not be as hot to our listeners, but that's why we have our listening audience to act as our co-host and vote which song featured should we let it ride or pass it by. What we mean by that is, if you're feeling the song, if you're bopping your head, if you're snapping your fingers, if you get up and do a little two-step, then guess what? That means you're feeling the song. So you need to vote to let it ride. If you're not, if you're sitting there like in a daze, like, okay, all righty then okay, vote, pass it by. All songs, all votes can be sent to accesstoarisingartist@gmail.com. The song that receives the most Let It Ride votes, that artist will be named the artist with a wow factor and get the opportunity to have their profile along with the Let It Ride song featured solely on the weekly Let It Ride song page on our website for 1 week, which over thousands of viewers visit daily. So, with that said, now let's give a hand for last week's artist, Barbara Kiss, whose song...
Oh, that's fun. All right, they got a little excited. They clapped the boot way beforehand.
I know. But that song was... that. I see why that made the wild factor, because that song is nice. And the name of the song is And You Are. That's And You Are. That song received the most Let It Ride votes, making her the artist with the wow factor.
All right. Well, I guess we got to let them hold and hear it last week.
Right. For let those them. Who did not hear it last week, let them hear it this week.
Yes. Let's see why this song received the most Let It Ride votes. Here we go. Barbara Kiss with And You Are.
Ever since I came to know the part of you that you don't show to everyone tenderly, slowly I have come to see the part that sees the best of me. You hold it there in your eyes.
Today, we're going to have live with us, joining us, the group of artists on their grind that will be performing at the Hip Hop and R&B Showcase that's happening next week during Memorial Weekend in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the 2015 Bike Week Expo. And as soon as they tune in, we're going to be speaking with them. We're going to hear, we're going to play one of their song selections, you know, and see what they're about and see what they do when they're grinding and building their music career as well on their music journey. But right now, we're going to keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. We're going to play another song selection by Joe Rob, and the song title is Goddess Simone.
Simone. that to break you down. This fragrance of your body seems to say my name. All fantasies and light, it won't just come and play. Come and play, if you're ready to leave. Let me drink it down. Enchanted magic tones that got me going crazy. Won't you stay with me for tonight? And be a goddess for me, a goddess for me. She's my goddess of more.
I wanna make you fall.
She's my goddess of more.
I wanna make you fall.
She's my goddess of more.
I wanna make you fall.
She's my goddess of more. Train you like an animal, I've got you now. Your legs begin to shake, I hear you coming now. Oh, the sound is moving to my ears. I'm anticipating an elevated state of karma through your style. A pleasurable experience, you've done it now. Turn it down, my special healing.
That was Joe Robb with Goddess Simone. Got you laid back and just, that's just a song you sit back with a little glass of wine and just with your babe, with your boo, with your honey, with your sweetheart.
You know? Or just by yourself and go into deep thought.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely going deep thought. You go everywhere. That's like a mellow, you know, gets you mellow.
Yeah.
So, all right, y'all. This is the Access to Rise on the show. This is your host, Tracy Chantel, and my co-host,
Trish.
Yes, we're here providing for you some of the hottest, top talent, independent recording artists from around the world. And we're giving it to you all, music genres. We do not discriminate here. We love it. Hip-hop, rock, pop, R&B, reggae, gospel, jazz. We do it. And country. Hey, let's not forget that. We had an artist, was a Wild Factor artist, a country artist, in one of our past shows. And I'd like to also mention to y'all out there, you know, if you didn't catch our other shows, you can also archive our shows on iTunes, the Access to Rise Artist Show, or on our website at accesstoriseartists.com. Now, you may go to our website. Right now, our new website is being remodeled, getting a facelift, and we're adding a lot of new features and a lot of new things to wear. We'll be providing a platform, more platforms for you as an independent recorder artist to be seen and heard. So when you go to the website now, you'll see our old version, but we will be releasing the new one sometime in June, okay? And it's going to be hot. So, again, if you want to submit your music, you can still do that on a current website that's up right now. You could go there, accesstorisingartists.com, and submit your music as well if you want to be considered to have your song played here on the show. All right? So right now, I think we can go. Okay.
What do you mean?
Oh, yes. It's definitely time for something good to be released. And this is my favorite part of the show. We have a lot of favorites, but it's really a special part. And it's time for our Salute a Youth moment. And what that means, we give recognition to youth ages 5 to 18 who are doing good in their lives, whether it be education, entertainment, or they're just doing a good deed. And sometimes, so right now, and for us to give, should we do it? The drum roll. Our Salute a Youth candidate today is Corey Wisdom. That's right, y'all. Mr. Corey Wisdom is 18 years old. He was born with what doctors said was mental and physical challenges that would have prohibited him from walking and living the average child's active life. But as Corey became able to crawl, he was determined to walk like the other kids his age was doing. Eventually, Corey was standing on his own 2 feet walking, despite the doctor's initial prognosis of him. Now Corey is graduating from high school and attended his prom this year. He's on the honor roll, not only the honor roll, the dean roll, dean list,
the
honor roll and dean list. Wow. And also he received the award for perfect attendance. Wow. Corey is a young man of determination, strength, and loving heart who have a smile that lights up the room and makes others smile. And I say to you, Mr. Corey Wisdom, we salute you, and we definitely give you a large, great, big round of applause.
Once again, give another round of applause for all our past Salute a Youth candidates.
Oh, no. Hey, let's do it. Hey. No, Stephanie, always.
So please don't forget, we need you, our listening audience, to go to our blog, the AAA Newsflash, that's AAA Newsflash, on our website, accesstorisingartist.com, and leave an inspiring message, comment to all of our Salute a Youth candidates, so we can continue to join together in uplifting and supporting our youth.
Yes.
Tell a friend, tell a sister, tell a brother, tell a mother, anybody.
Tell a neighbor. That's right.
Doesn't have to be, even if they're not listening, you can pass the word on.
Pass the word. Yes. That's definitely what they can definitely do. Pass the word. We definitely need to get recognition to these youths. And, you're so right, Trisha. They definitely need to know this and need to know that the older generations out here supporting them, as well as their peers. If you have young ones out there, hey, y'all can go there too. they can be inspiring, you know, to you and what they do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to leave a message, please feel free, and you're more than welcome to go do so. It's free. It doesn't cost much to do.
And we're not asking you to write a book.
Okay. That's right. You can put one word. Congratulations. Hey.
Excellent job.
Okay. And we want everyone to know, that's right, that the Access to Rising Artists show will continue to provide a platform that inspires, uplifts, and give recognition to our youth. So tune in and join us every week to salute a youth. And if you have a child or you know of one to nominate, send in their information to, once again, Access to Rising Artists at gmail.com today. And don't hesitate. All right. Okay. So right now we're going to go to a little quick commercial as we wait on our artists, on a group of artists on their grind to join us here on the show. Or, you know, we'll still continue doing playing. We have a host of list of artists, song selections to play here as well. But until then, we're going to go on a brief, I'd say about a 4 to 7 second commercial. We'll be right back.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
All right, y'all, we're back, and you're listening to the Access to Rising Artists show. And this is your host, Tracy Chantel, joining me, my partner in crime, my co-host.
Trish. I know y'all like the way I say that. Trish.
Yeah.
Bam.
Well, right now we're back, and we just did our Salute a Youth moment. And once again, congratulations to Mr. Corey Wisdom. He was our Salute a Youth candidate this evening. And as we mentioned on top of the show, we will be join us this evening, the group of artists on their grind that will be performing it, grinding it, tearing up the stage next week during Memorial Weekend at the Hip Hop and R&B Showcase happening in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And it's going to be during the 2015 Bike Expo Fest. So, again, we're waiting for them to call in. We're waiting to bring them in. And while we do that, I say we go to another song selection.
That's what I say.
That's what you say.
Another song.
All right, well, we're going to play Success by Alex Hirst.
Diversity Music Group. Alex H.
Alex H.
The Bomb Factory.
Bomb Factory.
Success.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to properly introduce the most incredible beast from the east, live and living color. NJ fitted to leather and soft butter. Color up, my dollars up. I'm winning exotic cars to women, women and more women. More sinning, I'm addicted to success. Blessed, young and gifted, the bar's been lifting. Started from the bottom, I'm now on top of the world. Look, my, I made it, the new most hated. Underestimated since I haven't been painted. Our stories aren't related, so they don't believe. But who cares, I'ma run a few years before I fade to black. My impact shift back to order to lyrical manslaughter in the first degree. Watch
naked. Whatever's not given, I'ma take it. Cut these niggas, they get this business is cutthroat. Box cutter, so I don't get boxed under. Success brings jealousy and envy, so hopefully they forgive me for enjoying the hate. Is this some court in the moment? Let me catch the feeling. Sky's the limit, so what the fuck is the ceiling? After my first million, I'm gunning 100+. Incorporated us, real estate and fashion. My passion, love, and hip-hop brought me a long way from the days I pitched rope. The clean-up man did my clean duff. Took that dirty money and gave it a clean cut. Ain't an avenue these feet ain't touched. How I rise in the cut, hit my knee and got right back up. Success, young, young, fresh, fresh. Go to the day y'all fresh. Popping bottles, blowing clouds of blue. Dream chasing brought my life to you. Success, success, young, young, fresh, fresh. Go to the day y'all fresh. No lights, I illuminate the room. It's up to y'all to consume. I left it in pure form. Standard empire, prepared for King Kong. King Great Alexander, no wait. I'm in another mind state, so it's ace of fate. What you found in the worst place is a diamond covered with you. And she closer was guaranteed to get the attention of the masses. Running this back with them, so ahead of my time. Take a look at the future. Put it in pause, I'm still in motion. The hood love it every time I'm boasting. I got a right to. I gave life to farther than no sale. I'm a young, dirty bird. So graphic, I make classics. The beat now, turn it up or not. Success, young, young, fresh, fresh. Go to the day y'all fresh, y'all fresh. Popping bottles, blowing clouds of blue. Dream chasing brought my life to you. Success, success, young, young, fresh, fresh. Go to the day y'all fresh, y'all fresh. Popping bottles, blowing clouds of blue. Dream chasing brought my life to you.
Excuse us while we're having a little technical difficulty. We'll be right with you.
Hello, hello.
Okay, I hear you now.
Okay, sorry about that. We have a little technical difficulties on my side here.
I told you.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, right now, the Access to Rising Artists show, if you don't know, we was having a little difficulty, but we're back. We're back on track here. And we're waiting on some calls. We have a call here. Let's see if it's one of our artists, you know, to bring in. We're still waiting on a group of artists on their grind that will be performing next week at the Bite Fest. So let me see if we have anyone here online. Hello,
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 hello.
Yes. Hello? Who we have here online here?
Bottom Line, one part of Boy's Life.
Oh, well, hey, Bottom Line, how you doing? This is Tracy Chantel, and say hi to my co-host, Trish.
Hey, hi, ladies, how y'all doing? Hey, Trish, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Fine, fine.
We fine. You know, we like, come on, where's our group, our artists on their grind? They must be grinding so hard they forgot they had an interview today.
Yeah. Billboard P still, he didn't get out of work yet. So I told him I start the call off yet, and I'll start calling in, whatever the case may be.
Well, I'm trying. I think I'm bringing another one in. Hold on. If I can get everybody in on at once, I would love that. Hold on and see what we have going on here. 732 area code, who's on the line?
That sounds like my partner.
732 area code. They there, but they're not saying anything. Okay, they'll
Hello?
Call back in.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, there you
Hello.
Go.
Yeah. I was just texting you on the phone to let you know that I was calling in and on the line.
Okay, is this Billboard P?
Yes,
is this Billboard P? Okay,
yes,
well, Billboard P, we have Bottom Line. We just brought him in. Again,
yeah, okay.
This is Tracy Chantel, and say what's up to my co-host, Trish.
How you doing, Trish?
Hi,
How
Billboard.
How you doing, Chantel? We appreciate y'all.
Oh, we appreciate y'all joining us. Like, I was
yes.
just telling Bottom Line, y'all must be grinding so hard. Y'all forgot y'all had an interview.
I had to ask my supervisor to let me get a break. I'm on the radio. He's like, go ahead, do what you got to do.
And as soon as all the other ones join in, we're going to bring them in as well, you know. So y'all want to
yes.
meet each other on the show. Nothing wrong with that. It's all good. So right now,
yeah.
I'm going to start with Bottom Line first, and then we'll go right to you, Billboard P, as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself briefly, Bottom Line, you know, where you from, how long you've been doing this, music.
Well, I'm out of Corona, Queens, from Queens, shout out to Queens. I've been doing this since I was probably about 13, 14. You know, so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It just took me some years to transition and take it more serious.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been doing this a very long time now.
Okay.
All right, and how about you, Billboard P?
Well, you know, I'm Billboard P. And now I'm from Jersey. I've been doing this since, like, I've been making music since, like, 16, you know. I write, arrange, all of that, and then you know we do a lot of media production and stuff like that, things of that nature with Bill Works and his company. So you know we really just jumped off the ground with The Boys Life in 2006, it was about, and then we started really getting serious with it about 2008, and since then we've been on the grind throughout the whole tri-state, me and Bottom Line. Plus we have we got about six other members that's Boys Life too, but we all work together to push out me and Bottom Line's work right now, and everybody's just grinding together to get one up there to make it, the one up there to crack that zone so everybody else can come in and comfortably do their thing. So we all work together, and that's what Boys Life is about, staying positive and staying active, you know?
Okay. Well, for the listening audience out there that may not know, so you both you and Bottom Line are part of one group.
Yes,
you know,
one
yeah. okay.
Yes,
and
boys
that
life.
Is Boys Life.
Boys Life
Movement. Okay, it sounds good to me. Sounds good. All right, I'm looking forward to hearing y'all. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. We're going to be down there having a ball. How do y'all feel? Have you ever performed in front of, like such a large capacity that's going to be in out there, you know, because you know how that is. I don't know if you ever heard of it or have you been there, Myrtle Beach, during Bike Week. And this is Memorial Weekend. I'm excited. So as you as an artist, I know y'all have to be excited. And it's the fourth day of them. Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty. I'm excited. I know Bottom Line is excited because he's talking. He's
I love
talking
it. I love the cameras.
You know?
What am I saying again? What happened?
I said I love the cameras. So I'm excited.
he know what he worked the cameras every picture that's taken, he will be in it, trust me. So that, I mean, like Bottom, like the face of Boys, like first he like the quickest and swiftest on the social media, you know what I'm saying? So Bottom, he get the word out, like he's great with that, you know.
Oh, okay.
So he play that position, but as far as performing in front of that crowd, like we've been at the NJ Pack and we've done a lot of outside events in the tri-state, but as far as Myrtle Beach, I think that magnitude with that capacity of just the travelers and people visiting down there, I think y'all might have just took us prime time. I think y'all did it for us. I think this is going to be the largest crowd.
Yep. All right. Well,
yeah.
I hope so. You know, and I'm sure y'all going to be doing your thing. And, you know, y'all and the artists on the grind representing also the artists on the grind. I mean, artists, Access to Horizon artists. As well,
yes.
Radio show. So, I'm definitely excited. But right now, we're going to get to first song selection by Father Time. Well, we're going to do Billboard Peep because you may have to be back soon. You on a break right now?
Yeah, I'm on a break right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Okay,
so we
love. They love me.
Okay.
They love me right
All
now.
Right. Okay. Oh, they love you right now. All right.
They
I
love
hear
me
it.
Right now.
Well,
they don't
want to
make me mad.
They don't want to make you mad. All right.
They don't want to make me mad. They like, he might be rich. He done promised
okay.
I won't live in this
city. All right. They know better. Well,
yeah.
Then we're going to start with Bottom Line. Tell us about your song, Father Time, and tell us about that title, and give us a little briefing before we play it.
Okay, Father Time is real life situations. You know, I grew up in a single parent home, just, you know, just me, my mom, and my sister, whatever the case may be. And, you know, it was certain things that I seen, you know, in my household, you know, certain things that, you know, I had wanted a father figure, whatever the case may be, and my father wasn't always around. You feel what I'm saying? So it took me years to actually come inside and really put real emotions out. And, you know, one day I just sat down and I said, let me put it out there for everybody that's going through something, whatever the case may be, that only has one parent in the house or whatever the case may be, you know. So, I had to address the situation, you know.
Okay.
And that's when it came about. Like, and it's been a success ever since.
All right, well, then let's get to the single, and let's hear it. This is Father Time by Bottom Line. We give y'all a little something that's going to be going down next week.
It's hard to forgive you knowing you ain't apologized. All I ever really wanted was some father time. But I learned what not to do, and that's make false promises. I crossed you off the honest list. It's hard to forgive you knowing you ain't apologized. All I ever really wanted was some father time. But I learned what not to do, and that's make false promises. I crossed you off the honest list. You wasn't even there to sign my birth certificate. In and out my mama life since a little kid. I needed guidance, suffering from defiance. You had the nerve to try to give me money on consignment. Damn, kinda felt like a stranger to my own pops. Couldn't wait to see the day I made my own guap. $20 to him was like $100,000. So I started running wild, labeled as a trouble child. I can't front, he brought me that old bicycle. But my response was, Pops, I wanna ride with you. He never showed, saddest story ever told. I hit him on the phone and he said he was on the road. Whoa, it's hard to forgive you knowing you ain't apologized. All I ever really wanted was some father time. But I learned what not to do, and that's make false promises. I crossed you off the honest list. It's hard to forgive you knowing you ain't apologized. All I ever really wanted was some father time. But I learned what not to do, and that's make false promises. I crossed you off the honest list. I remember that first whooping that he gave me. In my mind I was thinking this man crazy, cause he ain't raised me, my mama and my sister did. He ain't come to see me once in them prison bids. He ain't teach me how to drive or survive. Honestly, he taught me how to creep around a lie. You claimed I was rotten cause my mama tried to spoil me. Yeah, that was true, but she managed to show you loyalty. Real talk, you ain't teach me how to fish. You ain't teach me about a woman. You ain't teach me how to piss. So I learned on my own, turned over stone, knowing I would remember how it hurts when I'm grown. You forgot your son's birthday, Pops, that's a damn shame. I wanna know the reason I ain't got your last name. Is it because you ain't feel like I was worthy, or did you just spare me cause you ain't wanna curse me? It's hard to forgive you knowing you ain't apologized. All I ever really wanted was some father time. But I learned what not to do, and that's make false promises. I crossed you off the honest list. It's hard to forgive you knowing you ain't apologized. All I ever really wanted was some father time. But I learned what not to do, and that's make false promises. I crossed you off the honest list.
Wow. That was deep. Deep lyrics.
Yep.
I like that.
That's what I was going to say. That was deep. I love
deep.
It.
I always cry on that song.
Yo,
yeah,
yo, maybe having me feel a bad.
I'm
crying like, yo, my father
okay.
was like, shit. I was like, damn, you 50. You 60. You thinking about that now? Like,
no.
Yeah, it's it's a real song that touches a lot of
it's
people.
It's a real song. That's real. And I got a little emotional because, you know, you're hearing a young man speaking about father time, father never being around. And I say those lyrics was very deep just now, and I'm feeling
that.
How
did you not love that song?
I'm feeling how you not love that song. Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
That was Bottom Line with his song title, Father Time, one of the artists that's going to be performing next week. And next we're going to play Billboard P. But right now we're going to bring in another artist on the grind that's going to be joining us next week as well. Hello, hello. Do we have Kedra?
Yes, this is Kedra.
Hey, Kedra, how you doing? This is Tracy Chantel, and say what's up to my co-host, Trish.
Hello.
Hi.
And then we have on the line another artist that's going to be joining you next week. We have Billboard P. And Bottom Line.
How you doing? How you doing, Kedra?
Hey, Kedra.
Hi.
What up? All right.
How you doing?
Okay. That's good. I want everyone to get acquainted with one another, you know, so it won't be so new, you know. It's all good here. Right, just now we was playing Kedra, one of Bottom Line's song that he'll be
sounded real good.
Wait, yes, Father Time.
Thank you.
That was Bottom Line. And right now we're going to go to Billboard P. We're going to play his song selection. Then we're going to talk to you for a little bit, Kedra, and play your song selection as well. All right? So,
great.
Right now,
I'm
Billboard
excited.
P. Okay. Well, I'm glad because we all excited here on the show right now.
We are, yes.
So tell us a little bit about your song titled Drugs, Billboard P.
Well, Drugs is basically, you know what I'm saying, it's a song, you know what I mean, that I put together because, you know what I'm saying, when I was going through certain transitions of being positive, it was a lot of things that was being thrown my way, not just positive, but bottom line, you know what I'm saying? And the consequences wasn't worth it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you done been through a lot of time, a lot of all of that, you know what I'm saying? And
okay,
it's always when you're trying to get your life together that the whole world want to throw you, you know what I'm saying, the wrong things. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's about making those decisions.
Most
it's about
definitely
making the decisions to do the right thing. And the drugs is pretty much as just all the reasons to sell drugs and do things and all the reasons that make it like that. But I twisted the song up to make it to the point where it sounds just as good as somebody out there selling drugs, but it just makes you don't want to do it.
It inspires
you to push on and get that extra push that you need to wake up in the morning and say, "Nah, I'm going to this interview." And
going
not
the opposite,
outside, that's
going the opposite direction.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know what? Let our listening audience hear as well. And this is Billboard P with his song title, Drugs.
The house and the kids need the love. It's about getting out, staying up on your game. If it's traffic, look backwards, get out of that lane. Through the light, camera, action, caught in the passion, the flashing and fashion, suck me in like a vacuum. The pills and the weed, then the bricks and the keys, then the clips of what drips from the tips to the sleeves of these thieves that I be with could easily lead you to seizures, procedures that lead you to Jesus. Want the whip, and then pops want the boat, and my dog's on the trip, and it ain't off the coast. I watch the balls of the pressure rise. Work out, this ain't an exercise, but I don't wanna sell drugs. I don't wanna sell drugs. And I need a new V, but it's never how you want it, man. And this ain't the movie. Black Warner Benz, and we both on that balance board. I'm stressing this court case, he's stressing that child support. But then the weather's too damp, so I take an old product and bother giving it a new stamp. I should have stayed in school like L's did, but instead I swear to turn over my ears to millionaires off of my failures. They shared me the deal too, remember them broke days. Tell them I hustle, tell them I'm focused. Shout to my best friends, under my check-in, and those who invested to show who the best is. But then I need peace too, my youngest be set tripping. They caught in that gang life, which forced me to rap with them. Ashamed that I ain't had to be crippled blood to prove I'm down.
to shoot it out and show a nigga love.
It's supposed to be marriage, the horse and the carriage, no justice or peace. I'm embarrassed, the average, I'm supposed to live lavish, honeymooning in Paris, not the okie doke, the paddle boat in Pocono's cabin. I watch it boil till the pressure rise. Work out, this ain't an exercise.
In the beginning of Genesis, I knew that I would get in the X and dust. Them tough times are trying to mess you up. So on birthdays, I'm blowing out candles, wishing you the best of luck. I got pride, so in the blind, they deny me food. So I'm forced to eat with the lions and rock designer shoes. Some will make it to the top, and then they close them off. So I stay on the low at the bottom, near that open door. And mom went to condo, and that was a problem. And Ray moved two bricks, he say he got five more. The street life will cross you, and he's got the offer. The true religion get you digging in them horseshoes. And now I'm bargaining with they rightful ways. We in the alley, we burning Kelly, smell of Florida in the microwave. I ain't got time to throw my life away, but when you're broke, it's hard not to expect snow in the sky.
I watch
the
ball
to the pressure rise. Work out to send an exercise.
But I don't want to sell drugs.
Boys Life Movement.
Feeling
okay.
That.
Ooh, yeah. I like y'all lyrics. Y'all definitely on a positive road here, and I'm liking it. And your music, your beat, I like that.
Yeah, I was John Rock right there.
That beat was hot.
That was John Rock. That's from your era.
Okay.
From your era.
No. Excuse me, Billboard P. No.
You know. That's about
'90. Yes,
that's
it
about
is.
95.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay. I like that one. Okay. Right now we're gonna go talk with Keidra. Keidra.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Keidra. Well, tell us a little something about you, where you're from, and tell us briefly about, you know, how you got into the music. Have you been doing it a long time?
Yes, ma'am. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I actually been, you know, in the kind of the music field for a long time, ever since I was a little girl. It's kind of started out with, you know, it's like a family thing. You know, my mom and dad used to sing and go different places to do different shows. So I honestly get it from my parents. But then, you know, it's kind of started to where me and my sister, we used to do, we used to sing for different, you know, for different people. We used to sing
okay.
at school. And then, you know, I kind of noticed that I had a talent, you know, for writing music
right.
a while back, you know, when I was a teenager. But, you know, just I recognized the gift as I became an adult. And it just started, you know, coming to me as if, you know, the melody's in my head, and I'll just be sitting around, and I'll start thinking of things, and then, you know, I'll start writing a song, and then, you know, people will hear it, or I'll sing it to family members, and then they'll be like, you wrote that, or, you know, so it just started developing as, you know, a gift as
it
I got,
took
as I got older.
Okay, so
but ever since I was a little girl.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, have you performed for a big crowd before?
No, actually, this will be my first big performance.
Right.
I've got a talent show.
Well, see, now we, you know, I don't mean to like be cutting you off, you know, because you know the time, and I want to get you in.
It's okay.
I want to get your song in, and I do say this. I do say this. You are the first lady of the group of artists on their grind performing for the
Access to Arising
Artist Show. Okay.
I noticed that.
So you have a big title here. So right now, tell us a little something very fast, briefly about your song title, Honey. And did you write
this
song?
This song is like it's gonna hit the ladies because I know they can kind of feel me, but it's really like for the men that's out there. You know, the ladies that want to spend time for their men and they always on the go. Well, this is actually saying, you know, here I am. You know, I want you here with me, and you know, you don't have to leave. What's the rush? You know, it's
all right. Well, we're gonna let the song sell it. Here we go, Honey. Honey by Kedra.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay, you wrote it yourself. Did you write that?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
All right. Well, as y'all know, we at the end of the show, and I want to thank each and every one of y'all. Young Go Heads, they saying they coming in. Big Ford, same as well. But, hey, we'll catch you next time. We'll catch you next week on the stage. But right now,
yeah.
I thank Bottom Line, Billboard P, and Kedra. Okay? And I want to say
thank you so much.
I look forward
for having
to
me on.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I'm going to give y'all all a hand. You're all deserving. And once again, see you next week, Memorial Weekend, Myrtle Beach at the 2015 Bike Week Expo Festival.
Thank
you. Y'all will be performing in the hip hop and R&B showcase. Going down. Y'all. Okay.
I'm going to bring the honey.
All right. Y'all stay blessed and safe, and see y'all next week. Thanks again.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Access to a Rising Artist Show, where you'll only hear the sounds of top talented independent recording artists from around the world.